KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
The 10 o'clock brings us our next takeover guest, and we're glad to have her here. It's Julie Lawton. Put those headsets on so we can you can hear what's happening here. Julie's just working diligently.
Texting, sorry.
Which is why she has a driver, by the way.
Yeah, I gave him a break, so now I have to text on the side of the road, but
So how are you?
I'm very good, and it still feels like Monday. Just kidding. Anyway, right, if there's 2 4-day weeks in a row, it's killing me, and it's raining.
Well, thank you, first of all, for not just all of the amazing support you always, each and every day, give to the radio station, but thank you for the support and your time right now and coming in and doing this.
I love it. I just zip down from a job site, and I drive by here every day, so I could technically come in every day.
Right. I've heard you honk as you drive by.
Is yes, that I do, on purpose, because I know you're here, and I usually go by right at 7 when I know you're getting started.
I've seen you drive by. I'm like,
I just do it on purpose.
It makes me feel so great.
Thank you. You're there.
Thank you so much, Julie. So what do you got for us? What's your first song out of the gate?
My first song is my favorite rock and roll AC/DC, Whole Lot of Lovin'. So you can't beat rocking out to this.
It's actually a Led Zeppelin song.
I'm sorry, Led Zeppelin. I was listening to AC/DC on the way here. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You know what? That's why I'm here.
Led Zeppelin is the one song I could rock out to for hours at one. There's two albums. Oh, my God. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to it.
Give you my love.
you need
Julie Dam Lawton, what a great first song that was.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ed.
My goodness, man. Well, you couldn't have come out of the box with a hotter song. Thank you so very much.
That's what I think.
Right. So the deal with us is that you, throughout the year, no matter what, and even like just now, Julie walks in and there's a door hinge thing going on here. I have to go to her for my door hinge problems. Like, Julie, what is this?
It just takes a screwdriver.
All right. Well, yeah, I got it. I got it covered. Don't worry. Thank you very much.
It's fun. Don't forget to text your keyword, which is Julie. I don't care how you pronounce it. Julia. It's Julie, J-U-L-I-E. To text it to 949-715-5936.
All right. And so tell us about your music choices and why your rock is so hot.
Well, because I grew up with a very musical family, and I was born in 1962, and all the music I love is from the late 60s, early 70s. I mean, my father was into rock and roll, and my parents were rock and roll, and Elvis, and then it was AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and, you know, Sly and the Family Stone. You know, we got the soul and the disco in there, too. But that era of music, that's it for me. I can't listen to other eras. I don't understand the pool music in Vegas. I'm sorry.
The pool music in Vegas.
I'm sorry. I can't handle it. I don't do rave music. I don't do hypnotic whatever. I like rock and roll. It has to have a beat. It has to have soul. And blues, you know, like blues, rock and roll, soul, period. That's it.
Right. It has to have an instrument. Nothing that comes out of a box for you.
No, thank you.
No boxed music.
No music that gives me a headache and doesn't make me want to tap my foot or feel something. Like, I listened to Aretha Franklin the other day. You know, it's like, oh, you know.
Right. Because you feel it. You feel it in your bones.
It's like no one sings like that. Nobody to this day. I mean, forget about it. Yeah. So, anyway.
So the next song you've chosen, oh my goodness, let's roll into it, right?
Okay, let's do it.
I think they'll love it as well.
Now, but now, but now, but now, but now, but now, but heal me when I cry.
tell me about Janis's voice, Julie.
Janis Joplin. I can actually sing that when I've, you know.
So you do a little karaoke? I can do a little karaoke.
I love karaoke because I'm not a singer, but I did sing backup when I was in the rock and roll band in high school and when we played in bars and stuff. But I don't technically have a voice, but they said I have a good backup voice. But something about Janis Joplin, to me, sings from her heart. I mean, it's like she's singing her own poetry, and it comes across. So maybe she's not the best singer, but she sings from her heart. So it's, and then Aretha Franklin, of course, is, you know, well. Right. So I just have something about her. It's just, it's moving.
Did you ever see the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom about backup singers?
I sure did. I love that. I have to watch that again. That was good.
Yeah,
Girls in the background of the Rolling Stones.
I could watch it on endless loop. It's so good.
Those girls, the singers and the Rolling Stones song, that one woman, she's one of my favorite too. I always think about her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. But. Yeah.
So if you want to donate to Julie's show, she's got this hour, and she's rocking this hour, and
yes,
I'm digging
it.
I'm absolutely digging this. The number is 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. You type in the word Julie, and that's our text connect, and that opens up the donation page. Thank you so much for everything you do for us, Julie, and thank you for this hour.
You're very welcome, and if you... donate, you know, I can answer free design questions. So there, I'll throw in a bonus.
Oh, look at you. So if you want to call her and you have any questions about, like me, I'm saying, okay, this door is uneven here. What's wrong with the hinge? If you have those kind of questions, my God, Julie, you're all
world
here.
Yeah, and if somebody's bugging you, you don't know how to figure out your design problems, your design build problems, I'll help you answer those questions because I know the process A to Z, and it's fun to be an expert.
This is going to be a blowaway hour. I'm digging this. You want to play your next song?
Let's play it.
All right, Aerosmith.
Yay.
Just give me a kiss.
I've been looking forward to your set since I saw it roll through here. Julie Lawton Design. And I should mention to the audience right now, we are standing in the Julie Lawton Studios.
That's right, Lawton, man.
Design Build Studios. What a magnificent job you've done with this. Thank you.
I love doing this. It was really a nice, refreshing, modern, up-to-speed, you know, timeless look. And right. I know you love this music because you love that error.
Yeah. Now, when you first walked in and you saw what it was originally, remember we used to have a window over here? Did you think, all right, I can do a lot of stuff with this place?
I thought when I walked in, it was somewhat juvenile and cluttered and like it was not up to speed with everybody's here and the growth the radio had experienced the first few years. So, and then it looked like it wasn't open enough.
Right.
And you know, functioning at its highest level. So I saw that right away. Yes,
and
it was dark and dim. It was weird.
It did seem a little dark.
Yeah, it was.
And what you did was you brightened it. You really did brighten it up. You opened it up, and now we have sunshine coming in from both sides at all times of day.
It's totally different with these windows like this.
Right. And the live room. I thank every single time we have a band in here. I thank goodness that you're in our lives because
the live
room is perfect.
I love those. Photograph on the acoustical panels. I mean, whoever invented that is magical because you know, you can look at the ocean and it's actually acoustical panels.
Right, I'm digging that.
Uh-huh.
You got something like that at the house?
No, but I have lots of cool paintings and artwork that I look at and nice rugs because my whole house is limestone. It's kind of like you could drive a car through it. Nothing would happen.
Okay, that's
like
pretty cool.
Yeah,
change the oil here in the living room.
Exactly.
Right?
You could. It's industrial.
So if you want to donate to Julie's Hour, and you've already gotten a ton of donations in, thank you so much, Julie. The keyword is Julie. You type that in and then text it to 949-715-5936.
Yay.
All right. You ready for another song?
Let's do it. Let's rock.
You're a big old Van Halen fan. Here we go.
Of course I am.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
People, keep talking about love to one another.
All right, so a question for you. Someone has an all laminate floor, and upstairs and through their staircase, they have the waterproof stuff. And then downstairs, they have the older non-waterproof stuff. If they just needed to replace some planks, is that possible, or do they have to do the entire
downstairs? Oh, you can always pop up the planks. That's right. The easy part. Nobody thinks about that, but you can always pop them up and replace.
Right.
Even with this interlocking and all that, you just cut them out.
Okay, and then what would they do with the? There is interlocking then.
Yeah, and then would they get glued down so they're solid? So
all right,
it's not as big as a deal as you think. That's the cool part when you remodel. There's lots of little options.
Right, and if someone were to do that kind of lab, well, yeah, definitely go with the waterproof. Why wouldn't you go with waterproof to begin with? But if they didn't have it at one time and that's all there was,
well, that's just it. Because then I like to put down the porcelain or the heavy duty vinyls that are glued down. Because you could again drive a truck on it. The dogs can go to the bathroom on it. I mean, geez, you know, it's bulletproof.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs going on to, you know, even more important than driving a truck on it is dogs being able to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's
on
just it.
It'll
handle anything.
Right. All right. So you have been doing for the most part this show, you've been doing a lot of rock. We've seen your rock side, and you do have a definite rock side, but you also mentioned Aretha and loving that, loving soul and stuff. And
there's no rock and roll without blues, and I can go all the way back to the 20s and 30s with blues.
Right.
And I like the original blues and all the music, and I like the 1920s and 30s, the 1923 to 1933 era in general, and then everything kind of went from there. I'm not a big fan of jazz, but I like jazz. I get it, but the blues, and then then it turns into the southern rock and the Muscle Shoals, where people recorded those guys, all that, and then the rock and roll, boom.
Right, so, and then you got a great Motown selection here.
Motown.
Motown is just it.
And so, speaking of rock and roll, they have a movie coming out next week with Elvis, and the music in that should be good. But I think his daughter is part of it, but it's coming out next week.
Right.
That's going to be fun. I mean, you know, you think about it.
Did I ever tell you I saw Elvis over 30 times as a kid?
You did?
Yeah, I did, because he was
his
spot was at the International Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And my mom was a huge fan. So single time we had guests come into town, we had to take them to see Elvis.
Well, of course.
And I saw Elvis from his cool black leather days.
That's my favorite outfit. Yeah. Right then.
All the way through when he got, you know, unemployable.
Over-medicated.
Yeah. So, yeah, toward the end. But over 30 times, man. And so
that's insane. What was it like seeing him in person?
He was something else. He was never not a great performer.
Well, I think he just loved it. He was a total natural.
Every single show, he just brought it all.
Naturally
even
talented.
When he wasn't looking great.
Yeah, he just knew how to entertain. It was in his blood.
Yeah.
Such a tragedy that he was so young. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, those black leather days, man. Elvis was looking
good. That was my
good.
Favorite outfit. I had an outfit like that once when I used to go out to the nightclubs.
Oh, yeah. That was so cool. All right. Let's do some Motown for him and roll back in.
Let's
we'll talk on the other side. If you want to donate to Julie, 949-715-5936. And the key word is Julie. Right now, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell.
You don't have to worry, 'cause baby, there. love and happiness. Yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Hey. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Oh.
I wished I could sing. I wish I could pull off a hee.
You're doing it now. It's perfect.
No, but I can't do it in rhythm with any songs. It's just like a one-time thing for me. I could never do it twice. So you mentioned singing earlier, and I know that you know everybody. You brought in Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. I know you know everybody.
I do.
Do you ever, like, when you're together with Gina and your other friend, do you ever, like, sing one with their sets?
Well, we sing in the back seat singing with the music blasting in my truck. We did that once. I can, sing, and I sang the way down here to myself with the windows closed to Bad Company, so, I thought it sounded good.
You're a baller, man. I love that.
I'm sure people are wondering, what is she doing in there? Who's she talking to?
And I know you play the drums, and you play the drums actually quite well.
I am a natural. It just comes out of my fingertips. I can't help it.
Right. But guitar, anything?
I tried to play guitar, and there's something about strings. I played the stand-up bass, and that was easy because it was really plucking.
Right.
But I can't grasp the concept of the guitar in both fingers, but I did play the piano effortlessly, but I never got into the guitar, but I can do a mean blues bass.
Okay. All right.
A couple chords, and that's just by ear and playing around with the electric guitar. So I have the ear for music. So, right. But I don't know. I probably will never get back into it fully, but it's natural.
Right, right. So we are standing inside the Julie Lawton Design Build Studio. Mm-hmm. And this radio station this year turns 10 years old.
Oh.
And it's a station that I'm honored and proud to be a part of. I've only been here 4 years, and I'm honored. And they were killing it long before I walked in the door.
Like you've been here forever.
It does. I feel like I've been here since the beginning, but I really realize I've been a fan since the beginning. So maybe that's it. And it's the community that we tie together. They've been tying the community together, and I was part of that as just a regular. Anyhow, but I am, and I feel that the radio station is important, and part of that important part of the only reason that we're still here is because of the listeners. It's because of donors. It's because of people like Julie Lawton, really, to be quite honest with you. So if you're liking Julie's hour, the number is 949-715-5936. Text in the word Julie to that number and help keep the radio station alive.
And I want to thank my very first donor of the hour, Mr. McCusker. So thank you, Fletcher.
Thank you. Yes, let's send some love out there. And since we were talking about guitars earlier, let's you and I play a little air guitar to this next song.
Woohoo!
Adventureland at time, shooting my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She my sweet little thing. She my pride. Sweet little baby, I'm a little lover boy.
From Texas, you chose Stevie Ray Vaughan and Pride and Joy. What a great choice that was.
Thank you.
And you're staying in Texas for your next artist.
Woohoo!
Waylon Jennings. You ready for him?
Oh, yes. Good one.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, William Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain song, Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Tell us why that song is special to you.
Because I grew up in the Midwest and they played that every night. We went out to the local barn for dances. And, you know, it's really country, western, and rock and roll in my childhood. And nothing better than Waylon.
Can you do a little boot scooting?
I can. I know how to two-step in every dance possible. And I did dance at Studio 54, so I know disco moves and all that. But I like the couples dancing if somebody knows how to dance.
Right. So. Yeah, there's nothing worse than dancing with someone who can't dance,
or
right?
doesn't has two left feet, or doesn't know how to lead. Because when you dance with the right person, you kind of just glide around, and they guide you. So it's, you know, I like Fred Astaire movies. You know, I just go on and on with the dancing, but.
Well, you know what? I remember the I'm gonna harken back. 1981, a nightclub. If you were standing at the bar, you order a cocktail, and you hear this song come on, you immediately go to the dance floor.
There we go.
Okay, you immediately go. Let's try this again. There we go.
It's my other favorite guy, Luther.
Shall we dance? Got a donation that came in from Lynn, supporter of the radio station, supporter of the mornings. Yeah, she's awesome.
Thanks, Lynn.
And you chose some really cool music. I'm telling you, once you do Luther Vandross, you know you've got some respect. You know, and speaking of respect, by the way, you did mention this young lady's name a little earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
All right.
Just a little.
Wow, Julie, this hour went by fast.
It went like back, like it was 5 minutes fast. Jeez, what happened?
It seems like it's only been 5 minutes. My goodness. Thank you so much for being a part of this today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to support. And I love Ed and the best DJ on the planet. Love that music I picked and played. So what a way to start the day. And thank you for the donations, everyone. And rock on, Ed.
Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you.